A refill on your drink. Yeah, I thought so. You mercenary types are always thirsty. You know, I am a bartender. You could tell me your woes. Might be more interesting than staring into your ale. You, lose someone? Lots of people have, lately. Those vampires are getting bold. 12 victims this week. Some of them taken right from their beds. You still got nothing to say? How about a question instead of a statement? Yeah, that got your attention. Do you think they have a leader for the vampires? Like some people say. I know it sounds mad. Yeah, we always make stories about our grief, but those victims were just unlucky. Whoa, jeez. You have quite the stare, don't you? All right. Stop glaring at me. I didn't mean to bug you. I got a bet going with the soldiers at the table back there. They haven't stopped talking about you and that axe you have. They say it looks magical. They bet me I couldn't figure out if it was for sale or not. So is it? Whoa, jeez. Clearly there's been a misunderstanding. Yeah, sorry I asked you. Ooh. Well, guess it's your lucky day. You're not the most interesting person here anymore. What's a fancy noble like her doing here? Poor thing. She looks a bit roughed up, doesn't she? Hey, thanks for the tip. No, as I was saying, I don't want your help. Leave me alone, and quit swishing that beer mug near me. I swear I'll... Yes, that's right, ruffians. Walk away. Clearly, they knew better than to... Oh. Hello. You were standing behind me the whole time, weren't you? That makes sense. You're very impressive looking. I don't mean that as a flirtation. Thank you, stranger. That is a valuable skill you have. Looking impressive? No. Being able to drive away trouble before it starts. What am I doing in a bar like this? You're the first person to ask me that because you want to know, and not as a pickup line. My guards were killed. There was an ambush. It started raining, and I had to run into the nearest building. Please, may we speak privately? Anyone who steps in to save someone from tavern harassment is trustworthy in my eyes. Wonderful. Lead the way. Thank you for having me in your room. It's much cozier than a rowdy tavern. Though I heard whispers as we passed a certain table. You're a mercenary. Oh, perfect. This is the first bit of good news I've had all day. I would like to hire you. You can take me home for a reward. No, I'm not going home. Look, I have a map. I need to go here, just before the river at the edge of the kingdom. You've been that way before. Do you know it well? Oh, I hoped so. Doubtless a person in your vocation travels much. I know there are no towns or trade nearby. My reasons for traveling are my own. It is perfectly safe, and my need to get there is great. This is very important. Besides, what objections could you possibly have to taking the job? I see. Well, your objections are numerous, but not entirely unfounded. A strange noblewoman buying passage to the middle of nowhere with no escort or entourage. Or explanation is a bit odd, yes. Well, isn't it part of your job not to ask questions? Oh, I'm thinking of assassins. Mercenaries ask a lot of questions. Oh. My name. I can tell you that. My name is Alanis. What's yours? That is a fine name. Yes, I was named after the youngest princess. Many girls are these days. Yes, most people name their daughters after the princess who died, but the living one has some namesakes. Surely you must be more interested in payment than me. Here. My amulet. It's an impressive piece. The rubies alone could fetch you a new warhorse. Surely that must be enough to buy me passage there. No, I won't require passage home. Because I have made arrangements. Do we have an accord or not? I see you considering. It's a worthy payment, isn't it? Your eyes look as if you're making calculations. Please, I promise I'm an excellent escort. I can either be very quiet or fabulous conversation, whatever you want. Ah, and I see you are walking away. Naturally. I am sorry to have wasted your time. A cloak? I must wear it when we leave tomorrow. Oh, you wonderful soul. You beautiful mercenary. Thank you. Thank you. I just knew you could help. There is something about you. An aura of competence. I won't forget this. Actually, I'm sure I'll remember it forever. You're welcome. It's nice to see you smile. Must we wait until tomorrow to leave? I'm not tired. Wonderful. I'm looking forward to traveling with you, my mercenary. The amulet. You'll receive it when we're at my destination. I promise you. I can't believe there wasn't a carriage to rent. Are you sure this way is faster? I just prefer to have shelter as I travel. I wish I could weather the outdoors as easily as you do. Oh? It's cozier to share a horse. That's the first bit of whimsy I've heard from you. You really do thrive out here, don't you? In the sunshine? I've seen you looking up at the sky, appreciating it like it's a painting. My eyes have followed yours. It is beautiful out today. You want to talk more? You have a lonely job, don't you? You used to have a partner. What happened? I understand that. If it's all right with you, I don't want to talk about my guards who died in the ambush either. I want to know more about you, though. Whatever you're comfortable sharing. Do you have siblings? Who taught you how to wield that impressive axe? Oh, your partner did. I'm sorry. But we can talk about everything else. Okay. Oh, delightful. All of it is delightful. Thank you for sharing yourself with me. What about me? Ah, a river! Oh, there's no bridge. How are you so calm? It's just a deep stream. Well, either way, it's uncrossable. I'll get the map. There must be... What do you mean, just walk through? Absolutely not. How are you so cavalier? I am worried about my dress. so I have to protest. I cannot cross the water. You'll carry me. That is acceptable, I suppose. Oh, and we're going. Slowly, please. Don't splash. Pardon, I don't mean to cling so tightly. That was terrifying. Thank you. Oh, you put me down so gently. Thank you. And you weren't bothered at all. You're a marvel, you know that? You do? Good. I confess, I adore your confidence. I just need a moment to fix my hair. Hey! Unhand my wrist. What? Why are you pushing it up? Puncture marks? Oh, you can't possibly... No, it's not a vampire bite. Honestly, I thought a mercenary would be more grounded. It's a wound from the stupidest bracelet you've ever seen. The fastener was enormous because it was so heavy with diamonds. And my stupid handmaiden pushed too hard trying to do it up. I know how it looks. My wrists are my own business, thank you. Well, I wish to stop for a rest now. And if you tell me some stories from your profession, I will forgive you. I am very curious. Can you blame me? So... you told them they weren't getting payment until they handed over the coffin? No wonder you were fine with me waiting to give you the necklace. Yeah, I'm a good negotiator too. You're so clever. You're changing all the notions I had about mercenary work. You have a gift for tactics and de-escalation. Where did you learn that? Ah. All of us have secrets or things we'd rather not talk about. I respect it. I'm enjoying myself as well. You've been a wonderful traveling companion. Sometimes I never want this trip to end. Yes, even if you checked my wrist. A sensible precaution these days. The vampires. There's no end to them. A look passed over your face when I mentioned the vampires. I don't mean to pry, but... you lost your partner to them. Oh, gods. I am so sorry. Would you like to talk about them? What was their name? Who were they to you? What kind of partner were they? Oh, there's no need to thank me. It's awful, isn't it? Vampires are monster enough that they need our blood to feed. But the fact that a necromancer can't raise a vampire victim, they are truly not meant for this world. Here. Yeah, I want you to take the amulet I offered as payment now, as a symbol of my trust. No, it's the least I could do. Trust me. You examine it so carefully. I hope you can buy a wonderful future with it. What? No, I... The royal crest is on the back. Are you sure? Unhand me. You're being delusional. I stole it from the royals. Don't hold me like I'm your weapon. Let go. Fine, I am the princess. This changes nothing. You have been hired and you still have to take me. Go back to the castle. No, I'll never get away again. You refuse. Refusing a princess is treason, you know. Don't push me on this. Please. Believe me, I know I can't overpower you. I spent hours pressing my back against your front on that saddle. I know what you can do. But no one in this life can match my conviction, I promise you. Fine. I didn't want it to come to this, but you leave me no choice. Mercenary, you are ordered to bring me to my destination. You still refuse. You would bring me back against my will. I didn't know a mercenary had such passion for crown and kingdom. I'm astonished. I knew you had morals when I hired you. No one likes hearing I told you so. You can't bring me back. Please, I need to do this. You won't back down. It changes too much. For what it's worth, I admire your conviction. I'm not crying because I'm defeated. I'm crying because I'm going to change everything between us. Listen to me. And listen well, mercenary. If you take me back, I will have you executed. Yes, I mean it. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, it would be so easy to paint you as a kidnapper. Don't test me. Just do the job I paid you for. Because now, your life depends on it.